It's a race for a congressional seat representing most of the Central and South Coasts. It pits an incumbent against the same challenger he defeated 2 years ago. Democratic Congressman Salud Carbajal of Santa Barbara is facing Republican Jason Fareed for the 24th District Congressional seat, which includes all of Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo counties, as well as the Los Padres National Forest in Ventura County. Carbajal is a military veteran who served 12 years as a Santa Barbara County Supervisor before being elected to Congress in 2016. Fareed grew up in Santa Barbara County working as a congressional aide in Washington, D.C. before becoming a businessman. Carbajal says working to improve the region's economy would be his number one priority if reelected.
Making sure that we continue to provide economic opportunities for Central Coast working families and middle class families. Certainly there's a lot that have recovered and done well since the big crash in 2008. But when you look at businesses that have closed, especially on State Street and certain business corridors, we see that there's still a need providing jobs, making sure that businesses have capital.
Fareed says his top priority if elected would be public safety.
Making sure public safety is a top priority. We have been dealing with some of the most destructive wildfires in written history, and we need to make sure that we have effective range management policies and forest protection policies in place that allow us to create a buffer zone between the rural and urban areas. Secondly, as far as public safety is concerned, in my region specifically, there has been a 58.7% increase in violent crime over the course of the last 5 years.
Both candidates say immigration reform is one of the top priorities for the nation and the congressional district. Fareed claims Carbajal has fallen down on this issue.
I'm all in favor of comprehensive immigration reform and a comprehensive package. The unfortunate reality is that that has been a talking point that politicians on both the right and the left have used for a generation now without delivering real tangible results.
Carbajal says he's been supportive of comprehensive reforms, but that Republicans have blocked it over issues like a border wall.
Securing our borders in a smart way, not building a wall that is a waste of taxpayer funding. We could create a guest worker program to help augment the labor shortages and the needed labor for our farms and agriculture operations. We could create a path to citizenship so that those millions of people that are contributing to our economy, abiding by the law, can have a path to earn their citizenship. And we certainly can address those that are DACA students.
There's no question the political climate in Washington, D.C. has made it difficult to make things happen. So what can one person in Congress do to get things done? Here's Salud Carbajal.
Be committed to stability. I'm part of the Stability Caucus in Washington. I'm also part of the Bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus, made up of Democrats and Republicans, committed to finding common ground on some of these polarizing issues. And we're going to aspire to an environment of civility where we do work to get things done.
Challenger Justin Fareed talks about trying to deal with the political gridlock.
That is where you have to have the determination, the focus, the drive, the backbone, but really a vision for our future when you get there. You know, having a clear, concise policy view of what it is that you're going to do and how you're going to approach these issues, working to build coalitions of support among members from both sides of the aisle, really identify the issue, work to cultivate the relationships.
Fareed says he's built a diverse coalition of support, including a lot of new voters, to help create what he hopes will be a new voice for the Central and South Coasts in Washington, D.C. Carbajal feels he has a proven track record and says one of his proudest accomplishments was helping to get federal aid for the region in the wake of the recent string of devastating brush fires, as well as the Montecito debris flow. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.